episodes of Superhuman Radio. Plus, listen to Superhuman Radio live every day at 1 p.m. Pacific.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I got a lot of emails in my inbox because yesterday's show was not posted on time. I had to run out to the doctor. In fact, I told you about my stupidity at the gym the other day. I did break three toes, but guess what? I trained today. I trained with house slippers on. I was the guy at the gym with house slippers on, but I did train. Okay, we have a great show for you today. During the first hour, we'll be talking with Dr. Emily Jacobs from Harvard Medical School about the markers in women for advanced aging and Alzheimer's disease and what effects hormone replacement therapy may play. This is a really, really important discussion. Then we'll be joined by Jason Deere talking about the Arnold after party. This is the Arnold sports extravaganza this weekend. Many of you will be converging on Columbus, Ohio. I'll see you there, I'm sure. There's going to be an after party that is crazy every year. And then during the second hour, we'll be joined all the way from Munster, Germany, by the brilliant and talented Adele Musa as we apply the Subversity Science Roundup to science in the news. Mainstream media gives you these little snippets that mean nothing. We dig down into the research and tell you the truth about what these studies are supposed to be talking about. Okay, let's get started. Dr. Emily Jacobs, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. This is a really important discussion because many, many women were discouraged and even today are afraid of HRT. Because of, rightfully so. There were things that happened in research papers. I think the Women's Initiative was the first domino in that one that made physicians and their patients question whether or not hormone replacement therapy was safe and effective for women. But your group is looking at some interesting information. Let's talk about this first. Talk about the study itself. How was it designed?
Yeah, so with collaborators Natalie Rasgin at Stanford and Alyssa Eppel and Elizabeth Blackburn at UCSF, we were really interested in predictors of sort of the difference between biological and chronological aging. And Elizabeth won a Nobel a couple years ago for identifying and really exploring telomeres, which are the caps of chromosomes.
Yeah, we love telomeres here. As a matter of fact, we've done shows on telomerase, and we've had Aubrey de Grey on the show. Yeah, great stuff. Great stuff. Absolutely.
Great. So we were curious. So we know that Alzheimer's disease is linked to increased risk of APOE4 is the major genetic risk factor for Alzheimer's disease, early cognitive decline and dementia, and ultimately death, right? And we wanted to examine whether an accelerated rate of biological aging explained that increased risk. Mm-hmm. So we turned to telomeres and looked at longitudinal randomized study. We enrolled carriers of the APOE4 allele and non-carrier controls and followed them for 2 years and just looked at telomere length at baseline and 2 years later. And what we found is that carriers of the E4 allele had aged in that two-year period at the equivalent of 10 years
goodness.
Their cells. So quite significant. And it's what was perhaps the most striking is that these women were high-functioning, healthy. They were preclinical, so there were no signs of disease. So we seemed to be capturing, an early indicator of a potential, future disease onset.
Now, APOE4 is apoprotein E4. This is part of the lipid spectrum, correct?
Exactly. Yeah.
Is this associated with the plaque that is the amyloid plaque that is associated with these types of diseases? Is this the contributor to that plaque, or is this a marker of inflammation? What pathway does it work through?
Yeah, so I mean, apolipoproteins are proteins that bind to lipids, so fats and cholesterol, to form lipoproteins, and they transport fat through the circulatory system. And ApoE was originally recognized for its importance in lipoprotein metabolism and cardiovascular disease, and more recently has been studied in the context of immune regulation and Alzheimer's
right.
disease. You know, one thought is that that ApoE might interact with beta amyloid, and of course, the buildup of beta amyloid is the hallmark of Alzheimer's disease. And the idea is that different versions of ApoE, there's E2, E3, E4, might have kind of different abilities to help break down that plaque.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so this group that seemed to have an advanced biological aging, were there any other markers other than the ApoE4 that could have something to do with, like, for instance, did they did you look at any other hormones in the amylo at all? Did you look just at ApoE4?
So we looked at hormones, and that was the second, really the second leg of the study and the randomized part of the study. So let me just back up and give
Please.
Some sort of rationale to this study. So there's a really intriguing sex difference in the sort of natural history of telomeres over the life course and in people. So if you take, if you imagine the timeline of a person's life, when they're born, there's no difference between telomere length between boys and girls. But by young adulthood, you start to see this diverging trajectory, and women have consistently longer leukocyte telomeres, so what we measure in white blood cells,
right.
Longer telomeres than men, and this persists. And it may explain differences in longevity if you extrapolate that far. But the question is, and to the best of our knowledge, the kind of prevailing hypothesis is that this has to do with the presence of circulating estradiol, so the main estrogen in women. Estrogen seems to stimulate telomerase, so the enzyme that kind of elongates telomeres, and may kind of act through anti-inflammatory pathways to keep your telomeres nice and long.
Right.
And so one of, so our collaborators, Natalie Raskin and Alyssa Epper, published a paper a couple of years ago showing that the number of years of reproductive life in a woman, so just simply, you know, the number of years that she was exposed to endogenous estrogen was related to telomeres at menopause. So the longer you have estrogen exposure, the longer your telomeres. That begs the question, what happens at menopause?
Right.
When you lose the endogenous source of estrogen, do women start to, you know, show cell aging that mimics that of men? Do they age more quickly? So that's what we wanted to ask in this study, and conversely, does then exogenous estrogen, so if you take hormone replacement therapy, does that have the same protective effects that endogenous estrogen appears to have? So that was really the second aim of this study, is not only to examine potential genetic risk factors for cell aging, but also what kind of environmental factors, like taking hormone replacement therapy, could...
What about, well, you know what jumped out at me when you were saying this? I thought to myself,
yeah.
Oh my God, all these young women that are on birth control, like progesterone-only
yeah.
birth control pills, they're suppressing the normal production of estradiol, well, estrogens
yeah.
in general. What's happening to them?
That's a brilliant question, and unfortunately, it's unanswered at this point, but I think there's a lot of excitement, around exploring the long-term effects of birth control. And of course, there's many different kinds, so we have to be really careful about
right.
how we think about these things. But, you know, in those that do suppress the endogenous sources of estrogen, I think there's going to be a lot more research about to come out looking at both the neural effects and, you know, the effects at the level of cell aging, of long-term use of birth control. And I mean, it's a complicated issue, right? Because
yes.
birth control is, you know, perhaps one of the best inventions for 21st century America, right? It's fabulous to have that level of control, but we need to ask important questions about what the biological consequences of our long-term, you know.
Well, and the answers perhaps will yield a better choice for birth control. For instance,
right.
in Europe, part of the burden for birth control is placed on men. And I I'm all for this. Men are given methyl nortestosterone at 50 to 100 milligrams a week. It completely suppresses spermatogenesis. Mm-hmm. And in combination, they get a little testosterone too because there's a negative feedback loop, so their test drops. And, you know, and I'm all for the men taking on the role of some of the birth control. But the problem here in the United States is that sports has stigmatized, quote unquote, anabolic steroids. So as soon as you talk about men using any type of hormonal testosterone derivative, it's like, oh, wait a minute, you know, we have to put a kibosh on this. Right. Well, you know, why should women bear all of the responsibility for not having babies? Men should bear some of it. And there seems to be some evidence that the pharmacological interventions that are approved for men in other countries don't bear a lot of the same metabolic risks, and some of these that you're unfolding right now that haven't even been given, you know, thought to, like advanced aging. In fact, they may actually help men increase their longevity. So I think it's time for the scientific community and the medical orthodoxy to start to separate the use of hormones for performance enhancement in sports and the legitimate use in medical applications, and not lump everything in together any longer. But anyway, that's my soapbox. But, all right, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what happened when hormone replacement therapy was used. We're talking with Dr. Emily Jacobs from the Harvard Medical School. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. I'm excited. Can you tell? I'm tripping over my own tongue. We'll be right back.
Guys and gals, are you over 30 with a poor sex drive, gaining unwanted fat, or feel weak or tired? You may be suffering from hormone imbalances that can be treated affordably by physician-supervised hormone therapy. Why wait to feel like you again? Call Core Medical Group now to schedule your hormone check and save $100 when you mention Superhuman Radio. Call 617-869-7961. That's 617-869-7961. Physical and medical history required prior to therapy. Some restrictions apply. Call for details, 617-869-7961. Feel like you again.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Ladies, it's time to improve your sex drive with a female libido supplement patch. The patch contains both DHEA and oxytocin hormones, revving up your passionate side and putting you in a relaxing, loving mood. The continuous 8-hour time-release delivery assures that you are ready for that planned or unexpected occasion. Don't wait to enhance your sex drive. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the banner ad. That's superhumanradio.com and click on the banner ad.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to altrientc.com. That's altrientc.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to altrientc.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C, 21st century vitamin C.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Emily Jacobs from Harvard Medical School. And we're talking about the markers for advanced aging and the risk factor for developing dementia or Alzheimer's disease. And now we're going to discuss a little bit more about when hormonal interventions occur. If the the counterintuitive or the intuitive occurs. So what happened? How did you facilitate, or did you just look at research that indicated when women were given HRT, most importantly estrogen, what the effects were?
So what we did is enroll women who were either at a genetic risk for Alzheimer's disease or were not, so carriers of the E4 allele or non-carriers.
Okay.
And then we randomly assigned, so these were women who were enrolled right around the time of menopause, and they had been on hormone replacement therapy since the menopausal transition.
See, and this is critical. I don't mean to jump in here, but this is really critical, because there's a lot of women who say, well, I'm just going to try to go through menopause, and if I can't, then I'll turn. The magic that we see in the cardioprotective effects of HRT, and some of the other mitigating some of the side effects and so on and so forth, they happen when there's a smooth transition from perimenopause to HRT, as opposed to waiting to go through and then getting on later. And the later and later you wait, the less benefits you'll see from HRT. Isn't that what the literature shows,
right,
Dr. Jacobs?
The current guess is this idea of the window of opportunity, that introducing estrogen or hormone-based therapies right around the time of the menopausal transition captures or sort of preserves some of those, you know, really positive estrogen effects. But if you wait too long and you, you know, if the body adapts to a lack of estrogen, then adding estrogen back later may actually have detrimental effects.
I think it's something different. I'm not a scholar. Everything I try to do, I apply critical thinking to, and I look at this, and my audience is going to go, okay, here he's going to go with job one again. But, you know, as an organism, we have one job on this earth, and that is to procreate and then die. And hormones are those messengers that tell us where we are in the cycle of all that. And I almost get the feeling that once you allow those hormones to start to really recede dramatically, the message is already sent to the body. You're on the other side of the hill. The end is coming. And it's almost like a false alarm. It's like you have a party, you tell everybody they have to go home, and then half the party empties out, and you go, oh, you know, I was wrong, you can stay for another hour, but the wet blanket has already been applied. Nobody really wants to stay. They all want to go. The body gets the message that it's on the end of its life cycle. You can't just bring it back by introducing hormones after that window of opportunity that you're talking about. That's my own ignorant look at it.
Yeah, I mean, whatever analogies you use, I think it's safe to say that there is some time-sensitive critical period for when hormones are most effective, and this is true for both, you know, brain health, you want to be non-technical, but also sort of at the basic cellular level, and that's what we found.
So what was the effect of women who were on HRT that got on during that critical window on the E4 allele?
Yeah, so what we did is randomly assign women to remain on their HRT regimen for 2 years or go off of it for 2 years. And we looked at telomere length at baseline and after that 2 year period. And so the first finding, as we discussed earlier, was that women who were at a genetic risk for Alzheimer's disease, so APOE4 carriers, had more rapid aging.
Uh-huh.
But if those carriers were in the group that stayed on hormone therapy, you essentially eliminated the effect. So estrogen and hormone replacement therapy buffered against this cellular aging that we saw in the at-risk group, which was interesting.
That's amazing. I mean, I'm speechless. I have to be honest with you, because this shows clearly that there is a value, a very, very important value, in a day and time when dementia is robbing valuable years from so many people's lives, that there is reason to now say, wait a minute, maybe we threw the baby out with the bathwater when we said hormone replacement therapy is dangerous and shouldn't be approved or promoted in women. Now, the question I have is, did you look at the different types of hormone replacement therapies that these women were receiving? For instance, the ones that were receiving, you know, bioidentical versus the traditional pharmacological approach. Did you look at that at all?
Right. That's a great point that you bring up. And unfortunately, in this study, because of the sample size, we didn't have enough statistical power to divide women based on their exact hormone regimen. And I think that moving forward, that's our next goal, is to ask, do conjugated equine estrogens behave differently than 17-beta estradiol? Does it matter whether estrogens opposed or unopposed by progesterone? These are all critical questions, and really the focus of our next step. And I should say that, another important finding was that if you look at the women who were not at risk for Alzheimer's disease, so non-carriers of the E4 allele, they did not show the same protective effects. So I think this, it really kind of allows us to narrow in on the group of women who may benefit most from hormone therapy. We're discovering this kind of new direction for research in understanding who may actually benefit from hormones in middle age and who might not. And I think we can no longer assume that all women are created equal, right? Some may have a great use for HRT, and others may not.
Let's expand on that. So the group that did not have the risk factor for the development of dementia, they didn't have the E4 allele. Did they see, and you said they didn't see any protection. So in other words, they continued, their telomeres continued to diminish at the same rate as they had before the hormonal intervention. Is that what you're saying?
Essentially. I mean, it's a little bit more complicated than that, but they certainly didn't show, they didn't show a buffering of the effect, so their telomeres responded in a way that was not positive to the HRT therapy.
Okay, when you say not positive, does that mean that it actually advanced their aging, or did it have no effect at all on the on this biological aging process?
Yeah. So what we found is that the women who were not at risk had longer telomeres if they were off hormone therapy.
Wow.
Yeah, so really discrepant results. And I would just caution to say that, I think this study raises more questions than it
Well,
asks.
Yes, yes.
And we shouldn't jump to any conclusions about which women, should or shouldn't take hormone therapy based on this, but I think that the provocative findings of this study is that hormone therapy is likely to be genotype dependent, and we need to do kind of more sophisticated science to understand those gene-hormone interactions in thinking about how we eventually, to whom we prescribe HRT. And that's, we're inching closer towards understanding that complexity.
Well, there's two variables that jump out at me right now. One we have mentioned and is within your power to both study definitively and be able to come up with a prescription for, and that is which hormonal delivery system may actually have more benefits than others. So when we get into the methylation of oral hormones so that the liver doesn't degrade them and they make more into the bloodstream than is destroyed, this delivery system has been plagued with negative side effects in not just in sex hormone replacement, but also in the use of, prednisone as a methyl prednisone. You can only take it for so long, hepatic stress, thrombotic index, blah, 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 blah. So we know that that delivery system plays a role in some negative biological effects. And we don't know the women that were on those orals, what role that played in the outcome of how they looked, even though they didn't have the E4 allele. The other thing that has to play into this, and this is something that I know that most scientists will bristle, when I say this, because not just because they don't put a lot of faith in it, but also because they realize that, this is just out of our control. We have to stay in things. But we have to look at nutrition. We have to, because there's an emerging science called metabolomics. And we know that what people do nutritionally changes the way these hormones act in our body. So we also don't know what effects the environment, if you will, is playing on the outcome of some of this. So it's this is very complex. I love the research because I think that people are going to have to start looking at these things. You're right. There are questions now worthy of being answered. Before they weren't. It was like, no, hormones are dangerous. Now it's like, wait a minute. There's a large group of people that could benefit from it. We need to zero in on this. But there's a lot of questions that have to be answered, in my humble opinion. Because I always come back to this, Dr. Jacobs. If these hormones were so bad, so dangerous, that they did damage to the body, then why don't we just, see all these diseases of advanced aging when our hormone levels are the highest when we're, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the takeaway message is that, hormones and maybe estrogen in particular is an amazingly complex biological phenomenon, right? There's estrogen receptors throughout the body in almost every tissue. So what estrogen may be doing to the bone or to the, cardiovascular system may be completely different to what it's doing to the brain. And, as we begin to think about how to target estrogen therapies to one organ over another will be important.
Yes.
But even just in how we advance the science, I mean, I think the challenge will be in how we translate our findings to the clinical realm because estrogen has such diverse effects. So even if we show definitively that, under certain circumstances, so let's say we give you 17 beta estradiol in, a titrated dose, as soon as you go through menopause, which from the kind of animal neuroscience work is our best guess for what's most protective. And we show that that's protective for you. If you have a history of breast cancer and estrogen is increasing your risk, you may decide that it's all not worth it, right? So
right.
I think we have to be careful in thinking about what's the best science, which, we need the answers to regardless.
Yes, yes.
But then how we translate that into clinical conversation is more of a challenge, which
okay.
I can't really speak to.
We're running towards the end of the interview. The $64 million question, can women walk into their physician today and ask to be tested for the E4 allele?
You can ask. Sure. I mean, there are ways of genotyping yourself. So there are public, there are companies like 24andMe, that you can get several SNPs, the single nucleotide polymorphisms, and get genetic information about yourself. I give that example, but I think they actually may leave APOE off because of its controversy. But the question is, do you want to know? If at this point there's no cure for Alzheimer's disease, there's just sort of pharmacological patches, is it a risk worth taking, sort of a psychological risk in knowing? And I would say if we can, through these understandings of the interactions between hormones and genes, if we can come up with really good treatments that show that, estrogen may help these women who are at risk, then I think that opens up the question a little bit, and we might think that it is important to know But for now, I'd say we're still inching closer.
Too soon. It's too soon to even, because you know what's going to happen. Research is going to provide an indication that something further upstream is more definitive or predictive. And I mean, it's just so, and that's why science is always unfolding. And that's why, I mean, really, you have to use critical thinking skills. You have to look at things to a very, very logical approach, in my opinion. But I think the research is fantastic. I think what you guys are doing over there is fantastic. And I hope that you'll agree to come on when you produce more research in this area for the women that listen to the show.
Yeah, it'd be my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Take care, Dr. Jacobs.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Jason Deere on, and we're going to talk about the Arnold F. the Party. For those of you who are cool, you'll be there. I probably won't. Every year I say I'm going to go and then I don't. Maybe this year I'm going to say I'm not going and I will. Who knows? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Save money and gain performance and health benefits with Whey Natural USA. They are overstocked and having a blowout sale on 2.5-pound jugs of grass-fed whey. This awesome product comes from Amish-fed cows inside the USA. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite method and comes with only three ingredients, grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Save big. Just click the Whey Natural USA banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Get a free sample plus a 15% discount with free shipping coupon product for the first 100 customers. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength-amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RGCell banner ad today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
You ready?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
It's that time of year again. When Columbus, Ohio, sees amazing things at the hands of the talented Jason Deere. How you doing, Jason?
What's up, Mr. Lenore? How are you doing?
Good, good, man. And so, for those of you who aren't aware, Jason Deere throws the single best after party every year in Columbus, Ohio, after the Arnold Sports Extravaganza. And it is a culmination of great music, great people, and magic right before your eyes. Jason Deere throws the the best parties anywhere. I mean, in Las Vegas for the Olympia and so on and so forth. What do you have in store for us this year, Jason? I'm afraid to ask.
Well, first off, I'm mighty humbled by your execution of what I do. So I appreciate that call. Well, this year I've got one heck of an event because it is my 10th annual bash. So this is officially the longest running fitness industry party, period. Wow. And we've hit that decade mark, which is amazing. If you think about how many interviews we've done.
Yeah, really?
Years together.
Really?
So yeah, it's actually a decade. So, you know, we're bringing back a lot of the fun stuff from the past years that people have really enjoyed. And this one's going to be big. I've pretty much sold out all of the tables in there. All the VIP areas are done. We obviously have room to accommodate you, Mr. Lenore.
Oh, thank you. You say that only because every year I say I'm going to go and I don't show up because I'm such a puss. I go to sleep at 9 o'clock.
You always say you're going to come and then you don't. So this year, all your fans are disappointed.
Yeah, this year.
People don't come there to see me. They come there to see you.
Oh, please. This year I'm saying I'm not going and I'll probably show up. And you know what? Every year, I say to Elisa, you know, we should go to the after party. And then by the end of the day, we're just so exhausted. And I go, you want to just grab a bite to eat and go back to the room? And yeah, let's just do that. But I feel like I need to make an effort this year and go. Even I'm not going to stay till 2-3 o'clock in the morning like most people do, but maybe I'll show up around 10:30, 11, stay for a drink and then blow out of there just to see. You know what? I've been to so many of Jason's after parties. First of all, are your mom and dad going to be there?
Absolutely.
They're always there.
They'll be there right at 10 o'clock. They love coming to it.
Yeah, I usually sit with them and talk, and so it's wonderful. But every party that Jason puts on is like something that you would think out of, it's kind of like, I can't even put it into words. There's so much to catch the attention, it becomes like a sensory overload. And you're like, oh my God, what is he going to do next? Is women who are basically naked with body paint on, serving drinks and dancers dancing and coming down almost like a Cirque du Soleil type of environment from the ceilings. And you're just in there. It's like you're just in there having a drink and dancing and enjoying yourself. And all this stuff is going on around you. So
absolutely
cool.
Absolutely. Well, I've said it once before and I'll say it again. What I do is not a business. It's an art.
Yeah,
and what
I
mean by that is, compiling every single one of these companies in this industry and not sticking them in a giant expo hall, taking them in one room for sensory overload for 5 hours is very, very, very difficult.
Yeah.
But it's what I do, and I like to think that I'm the best at it. And not being egotistical, but, you know, running it for 10 years and having as many companies on board as we do, it pushes the envelope, and we have to make sure that there is adequate entertainment and sort of stimulatory effect that people can go there and really feel like they're taking somewhere else. So, there's a goal. We're in Columbus, Ohio in March. I mean, the weather sucks. You know, people are just exhausted from being around all day. And I don't do a lot with bodybuilding at this event anymore. I actually, you know, pull back because I think people are just tired of fitness and bodybuilding by the time they get to it. And they want to see all this other stuff. So, you know, some people may criticize some of the entertainment stuff I do. It's definitely edgy. But I like to think of it as an opportunity for somebody to really step away from not just the Arnold the weekend, but from their lives for 5 hours, but just have a really awesome time.
Now, this is called the Pure Mega Party this year. Why is it called the Pure Mega Party?
That's a good question, Carl. I did not actually originally want to call it Pure, but it felt right. After doing this for 10 years, I looked at my promo piece and came to the conclusion that the only way I could have done this event for 10 years is because it's something very honest to me. I just absolutely love doing it. It's not the, you know, highest grossing thing I do throughout the year. It takes an insane amount of work. I can honestly tell you that I've slept a collective amount of less than 10 hours in the last 5 nights, staying in my apartment doing a ton of work on this event. And you just can't do that unless if you're really passionate. So this, you know, to the party goers out there, you know, they typically see me and you see me, Carl. We go out there, we have a good time. I like to be a showman. But the reality of it is it's blood and guts. And it represents something that's very pure. And to all of the performers and other artists that have been involved in this event, they do it because they love it. I have so many people that have done stuff here with these guys at Carve Ice. We've got these sick guys at Body Paint. I mean, they hit me up every year, and they just love being involved with it. And that's really their art, too. So there's a lot of purity to this event. It's not some corporate bullshit or, you know, that's why, obviously I refuse sanctioning with the Arnold Group because it's not worth it to me. This represents, like, my life.
Right. You know? Right. And will it be at BOMA again this year?
Yep, BOMA. It's now called Bluestone. It used to be called BOMA, but it's Bluestone. The address is 583 East Broad, downtown Columbus. It's not far. It's probably about 5 miles from the convention center. So it's a quick cab ride. It's a giant four-level church, mastodon of massive.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful venue. It's not your typical venue. I mean, it has a almost a macabre feeling when you arrive there. And because it's dark and there's certain areas that are well lit, it's kind of like, you feel like you're in the catacombs and you can really get lost there very easily if you want to.
You can. It's pretty windy.
Yeah.
It's a great place though. I mean, I just love doing it there. You know, the first year I did it was my fifth bash and then I just don't want to move it. And every year, you know, people in event places call me, please do your event over here. I've got a good idea. Let's move out of there. Let's move it in. Everybody has different ideas, but it's all about what feels right. You know, sometimes you have to do what makes business sense, and then you kind of look at it, I don't want to sound cheesy on you, but a little bit more of a feng shui look. Like, what flows right? What makes sense? What feels right?
Right.
And I just have a very odd affinity to that place. And it's actually a church, and here's
right.
me. I'm a very non-religious guy.
Right.
But I get a kick out of it. I just think
Look, I know you didn't want to talk about this on the air, okay? But since vampires are all the rage, let's be honest. Why don't you come out of the closet? You are, in fact, a vampire, are you not?
I am.
Okay.
I am a vampire.
I'm
releasing this information for the first time on Carl's show. I'm officially a vampire.
I mean, you know.
So you ladies better watch your neck.
Look, you need to embrace it because vampires are all the rage today. I mean, you might as well just come out and say it, man. I remember a couple of your last parties. There were people laying on the floor drained of their blood and they were like looking for people who did it. And I knew it was you all along.
Yeah, I was trying to convince people that I ate a sandwich and there was ketchup on my face, but it didn't go over so well. So
I love the one promo piece where you have the contact lens on and you really do look like a vampire in that picture. It's amazing.
To all the ladies listening,
yeah.
Come closer. I won't bite.
I know, I love that. I come closer, I won't bite. You have a lot of really, really hot companies behind this show this year, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you name some names? We'll plug them a little bit.
Celebrities, companies,
sponsors.
Oh yeah. We got a ton of sponsors. Yeah, bodybuilding.com and Muscle Farm are my official two sponsors, title sponsors. I co-title it right now, so they both take out the left and right wing of the facility. Uniflex is a big sponsor, Supplement Warehouse is a big sponsor, Flex Magazine is as well,
right.
Smart Shake's on board. So we got some really big players involved. And then on top of that, we also, for the first time, Torque, which is an MMA line that a friend of mine, Scott James, launched with Uriah Faber. That's my official clothing line. And VPX Bang is my official energy drink.
Oh, yes. I remember you were coming out with...
Yeah,
how is that energy drink doing?
It just launched. So they had a previous drink, but VPX introduced a new one called Bang. And it's they make like a lemon drop flavor. And it's a carbonated energy drink similar to like going along the Monster Red Bull lines.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually really good, Carl. Like, I'm usually pretty skeptical in this industry when I hear about new products, but I tried the drink and I absolutely loved it. I was really impressed. I think Jack did a really good job with it.
I want to do this. I want to take a commercial break, but to keep people through the break interested, when we come back, I want to talk about MCW. Can we talk about MCW?
Absolutely.
Okay. You're going to love this. Hulk Hogan is behind this. You're listening to Supreme Radio. We're talking to the master, the you know how they say OG, the original gangster? The original master of ceremonies, Jason Deere. He throws the best parties in the world. If you want to have fun while you're in Columbus, stay up and go to the after party at BOMA. It's not called BOMA anymore. It's called what? Bluestone, you said?
Bluestone, yep.
Yeah, I've been going so long. We'll talk about how you can get tickets, where it is when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to altriantc.com. That's altriantc.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to altriantc.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C. 21st century vitamin C.
Ladies, it's time to improve your sex drive with the Female Libido Supplement Patch. The patch contains both DHEA and oxytocin hormones, revving up your passionate side and putting you in a relaxing, loving mood. The continuous 8-hour time-release delivery assures that you are ready for that planned or unexpected occasion. Don't wait to enhance your sex drive. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the banner ad. That's superhumanradio.com and click on the banner ad.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Guys and gals, are you over 30 with a poor sex drive, gaining unwanted fat, or feel weak or tired? You may be suffering from hormone imbalances that can be treated affordably by physician-supervised hormone therapy. Why wait to feel like you again? Call Core Medical Group now to schedule your hormone check and save $100 when you mention Superhuman Radio. Call 617-869-7961. That's 617-869-7961. Physical and medical history required prior to therapy. Some restrictions apply. Call for details, 617-869-7961. Feel like you again.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Rhythm is a dancer, it's a soul's companion. People feel it everywhere.
I'm going to go out on the limb here and say that I'm definitely going to be at the after party. Elisa just said she wants to go. She's never been to one of Jason's after parties. And we're bringing a bottle of Cristal with us to Columbus to celebrate. So maybe we'll drink the Cristal and come to the after party this year. I'm saying it. We're going to go. We're definitely going to go. I am going to be there this year. I promise you, Jason, if I'm not there, you can come on the show after the Arnold and humiliate me in front of my millions of listeners. How's that sound?
Oh, I will, all right. This is my 10th anniversary call. Like, it would not be the same without you. You have to be there. You have to be. It's not for me. You have to be there for your fans that listen to your show.
Yeah. Elisa wants to know, what is appropriate attire for the show? Well, for the after party.
Dress to impress.
That's
no
it.
No cutoffs, no shorts, no flip-flops, sneakers. They will turn you down at the door for not having appropriate dress attire. So, you know, just use common sense. dress shop. We don't know ball caps or jerseys or anything like that. Skimpier the better.
So now let's talk about Hulk Hogan and MCW. What is MCW and what will be going on at the after party with them?
Hulk Hogan started a micro wrestling organization, aka midget wrestling, with a guy called Johnny G. And they started a group called the MCW, and they've actually been touring everywhere. They had a reality TV show on True TV with MCW. And it's actual micro wrestling, so I have a ring set up. I have a full 16x16 ring like you would see on the WWE with actual live wrestling there at 1 o'clock in the morning at the event. So you're going to go inside the giant four-level church and see this go on. We've got Meatball coming. He's as wide as he is tall. We've got several other wrestlers coming, and we're going to do a Royal Rumble match. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, that's going to be so... And just for those of you who are uninitiated, there are going to be 10 different live shows at this event that night. This is just one of them we're talking about. They're all of these events, all of these live shows that you'll see during the party are the kind of things that you would see at the craziest parties in LA, Chicago, or New York. I mean, this is, if you never have a chance to go to a really hot party that you'll be able to tell your friends that it was insane, like pure insanity, you've got to go to this party just to see it. Just to see it.
You know, the one thing, Carl, when you look at a lot of parties that go on, it's a bunch of people dancing, people have drinks, and then they hire, you know, two or three go-go dancers, and they think that's about it.
Right.
If they want to get really technical, they go and hire, you know, a DJ and a VJ and blah, 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 and the DJ's on the main stage. And I really don't give a shit about any of that. My real focus is I want serious entertainment. The hardest thing for me to do the last 10 years is to recreate and be original with shows. And, you know, at 1 o'clock in the morning, you're doing some of this stuff. It's not easy. It's easy to do wrestling inside of an auditorium. It's not easy to do on the patio inside of a giant church at 1 o'clock in the morning. But I insist on pushing the envelope and pushing my staff, because we're at the point where this party is on a different level now. And the stuff that I do needs to be on a different level. And the people that come to it deserve a different level. So when you go to this, it's really not like you're just going out and you're clubbing. And I think people that may have not gone to it don't understand. So, you know, I have one of my biggest fans of this event is 70 years old. I have the groups coming that are 21. We have everybody in between. And I don't theme parties because of this. I want something for everybody. So
right.
If you're not into, you know, midget wrestling, I have something called animation, which is a laser wall I built. It's unbelievable when you see it. It's just sick, mind-blowing. I'm doing a four-dimensional luge, which is like an interactive luge where four people can take a shot at the same time. I also have Rodrigo coming, Rodrigo Deltesh, is coming all the way from Argentina, exclusively to work at this event. He's an extreme flair bartender. This guy's one of the best flair bartenders in the world. He's like the Tiger Woods of flair bartending. He's coming all the way here in Columbus, during possibly a snowy weekend. To do some pretty extreme stuff. So everything that I do is first rate. And in 5 hours, you're going to see it. You're going to see stuff that you don't see anywhere else.
Okay, so give the address again of where the event is.
It's Bluestone, and it's 583 East Broad Street. And that's downtown Columbus.
Okay, and the time that the event starts?
Doors open at 9:30, and it goes till 2:30 in the morning. Last call's at 2:20. If you want to come, definitely get there before 11, no later than 11:30, because we do hit fire capacity by 11:30, and then people, we cannot guarantee entry after 11:30.
What does it cost to get in?
$25 in advance or $30 at the door.
And where can people go for advance tickets?
They can just go to my website, which is jasondeer.com. That's jasondeer.com.
Okay. And they can pay with credit I'm sorry?
Yeah. Well, you can pay with credit card, or I think you can even do PayPal on that.
Okay.
But if you want to come to the door, you can just pay cash.
Okay, but you said, or they can go, you were about to say someplace else.
Oh, then they can just go to Flavorus, that's Flavor, and then US.com, and actually type in Mega Party, and you'll see it pop up there if you want to go directly to the ticket site. But
now,
if you go to my website, you'll actually see videos from the last 10 years. You'll get a really good feel. So for those of you that have not gone, and you want to do a little bit of homework or research on this, just go to my website, jasondeer.com, and you'll see actually videos from all the past events, so you can actually kind of experience a little bit of the insanity from the comfort of your own home.
Now, I want to mention something, because for the people who are going to be there that have been there before, I don't have to say this for them. I want to say this for the people who have never gone before. One of the things that keeps people from going to these types of parties, they think, well, first of all, I won't fit in. I don't have the flashy clothes. I don't know anyone there. So first of all, let me assuage any of your concerns about that. While Jason said dress to impress, there are people who come in a nice shirt and a pair of jeans, no problem. As long as you're not dressed sloppily, as long as you're dressed like you could dress to go out to a sit-down restaurant with a tablecloth, you'll be fine. The other thing is, I don't care if you don't know anybody. You'll be there 5 minutes, and you'll see somebody that you've read about in a magazine or you've heard about before. You'll walk up to them, and they will be so approachable, and you'll strike a conversation. And the next thing you know, you'll have friends all around you that you'll keep in touch with for the rest of your life, because that's what happened to me the first time I went 8 years ago when Jason was on the show. But more importantly, for those of you who won't go because you think, you know what, I don't know, it's going to be drinking, rowdiness. This is the most polite, most awesome crowd of people you'll ever meet. Everybody stands around, has a couple laughs, they talk, everybody's happy, because especially because the event is over, people are winding down, they're letting their hair down, everybody enjoys themselves. But more importantly, Jason has the single best security that I have ever seen at any of these type of events before. And you know, we don't plug them usually, Jason. We don't. But his security blends in. They're not like the security at a lot of discos and stuff where they're there to intimidate you and make you feel like a fool. They just blend in. They're there. And because they're there, everybody plays nice.
Yep. Yeah, we don't plug them enough. The security should definitely get some props. I actually have been preparing my security briefing as we speak, and we're going to get ready to do that tomorrow. Get all the security guys in the room. They're really, really bunned up. But what's really different about the security I run to any other event is these guys are not used to go and tackle people. They are designed and trained. The system is trained to be a communication system. So we actually have, you know, we fly in tons of walkie-talkies, like commercial walkie-talkies with like the NFL headsets, right? And then we lay them, every single person that is wired, to my dispatcher who does not leave me all night. Like, Carl, if I take a piss, like guy's standing next.
Oh, I know, and they have like the CIA things where they talk into their wrist. I've seen them before. You know, it's like,
oh yeah, that's pretty hardcore.
Yeah,
but that's, you know, the thing is, what's different about this event? It's not just a bunch of people coming. This is almost like a giant wedding to me. Like when you have a wedding and your aunt Millie's coming and your uncle Tom's coming and blah blah blah. I know probably 60 to 70% of people in this building, and when they have a problem or they need something or somebody else has to get in, then they want to talk to me. Wow. So I have to make sure that that open line of communication between 3,500 people and me is actually open. That's what's interesting about the layout, is that I want to deal with stuff. I like to take care of my own stuff.
Yeah.
I don't sit back and drink and party like, you know, all these other guys do. So, you know, if you guys come to this event and you're listening to the show, please tap me on the shoulder and say hello. You know, if you're a fan of Carl's show, I'm certainly a fan of yours.
There you go. It sounds great. We're going to go this year. And you know what? And I'm going to tell you how heroic this is. My audience knows this, but you don't know this. I had an accident at the gym day before yesterday. I dropped 2 45-pound plates, one on each foot. I have 2 broken toes on one and 1 broken toe on the other. I will be the guy in house slippers. Will you let me in if I'm wearing house slippers?
I would let you in if you had casts on your leg.
Okay.
I would let you in no matter what.
Okay. I'm going to have to wear house slippers because that's all I can fit over the bandages. And keep in mind, even after I smashed my feet, I finished my leg workout, and I went to the gym today and trained in house slippers. I did chest. I couldn't do traditional cardio, so I used the upper body ergometer to warm up. So there you go. I am still training.
Look at
even
you.
In
you. You're a machine. You are superhuman radio, huh?
Yes, yes. I try to be. Jason, I'm so looking forward to seeing you. And your parents, and I can't wait to introduce your parents to Elisa, because they haven't met her yet. Because we haven't gone to the last couple years. We haven't made it.
My mom listens to your show.
Does she?
She likes what you do. She actually does, yeah. She's a big Paul the North fan.
Oh, she's got a big hug coming then. She's got a big hug coming. I can't wait to see you, Jason. It's one of the people that I look forward to seeing at the Arnold every year is you. You are flamboyant. You are original. You are a master of ceremonies, like no master of ceremonies. Why? I don't understand why the Hollywood bigwigs haven't tapped you on the shoulder and said, we want you to throw the after parties for the Oscars. I just don't understand that. I'm being sincere. You throw the single best after... Most after parties are duds. You go there. I've gone to after parties that had big-name IFBB pros pasted all over them and showed up, and you don't see anybody there. You go to Jason's party, and I know why there's nobody there. They're all at Jason's party. They don't even go to their own parties that they're named on. They go to Jason's party. So there you go.
We got Phil Heath having gigs in mind this year. Phil Heath, David Otunga's coming over. We got a bunch of players coming over.
Yeah, so Phil's really done a great job for himself. And he's really a nice guy. I like Phil Heath. I like him a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Jason, thank you for being on the show. We will see you in Columbus. Looking forward to seeing you, brother.
Excellent. We'll see you in your slippers soon.
Okay.
Thanks as always. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we will have the brilliant and talented Adele Moussa on as we perform the Subversity Science Roundup. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Save money and gain performance and health benefits with Whey Natural USA. They are overstocked and having a blowout sale on 2.5-pound jugs of grass-fed whey. This awesome product comes from Amish-fed cows inside the USA. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite method and comes with only three ingredients, grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Save big. Just click the Whey Natural USA banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Get a free sample plus a 15% discount with free shipping coupon product for the first 100 customers. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength-amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Come on! Welcome back. Okay. Shut him down. It's time to speak with the brilliant and talented Adele Moussa as we perform the Subversity Science Roundup. How you doing, Adele?
I'm doing fine. And I actually realized that some of my readers are even smarter than I am, because I think we'll start out with a comment or with my response to a comment of someone who read the blog and who obviously paid more attention to the references I gave than I did myself.
I want to point something out. I wasn't prepared for this, but I want to point something out. You realize what it takes for somebody who delivers the kind of information that Adele delivers on a regular basis, consistently, even when everybody else is taking time off, to come forth and say that someone actually pointed something out that he overlooked most in this industry, write articles, realize they made mistakes, hide their mistakes, refuse to acknowledge them, and even refuse to acknowledge the people who acknowledge them. And Adele comes on the air and points it out and corrects it. This is so critical in the rigors of science and discourse of science, because we all get things wrong, but the important thing is saying we got it wrong and then moving past that. I applaud you. I really do. I'm being sincere.
Thanks.
Okay, so what was it that was pointed out by one of your readers, and who was the reader?
Unfortunately, it didn't give me a name, just anonymous.
Okay.
So I can't tell you who it was, but he was commenting on an article or piece of an article which was on magnesium supplementation. And actually, I was quite happy to find a relatively not large scale in terms of having many subjects, but testing pretty many different types of magnesium in terms of their bioavailability. And this was a rodent study, and I think the title was something like 10 different types of magnesium tested in a study via, and then the special technique they used. And in the end, I had created a graph which only had 9 slots, so only 9 items in it. And there was just, or at least only this one person contacted me and wrote in the comment area whether it would maybe be possible that I forget one of the different magnesium forms of magnesium. And at first I thought this could not be, because I just I used the existing table in the study in order to create my table from which I did then produce the graph. But as it turned out, when I looked at the study, for whatever reason, the original table was slightly off, so the headlines were not precisely over the figures.
Ah.
And therefore, one of the items, which was in this case, I think, magnesium oxide, fell out of the equation, and that would not have been so bad that I would address it on air, but since this comment was seen by many people, and several people also forwarded it and shared it on Facebook, and it was not just that this one item was missing, but due to the missing line, everything was the numbers did not match exactly the type of magnesium they should. So the first one, or the data in the first one, actually belonged to magnesium oxide, but it said another. The title was another form of magnesium. And so anybody who's been looking at this article, I encourage you go back to the article and take another look at the corrected table. It would not be so detrimental if by now you had bought another magnesium supplement, because this is another point that came up in the discussion later I had with this particular reader later on, that the differences are actually not so huge. What I consider most important maybe is that in this particular study, they did not just measure how much magnesium was in the blood after the rodents ingested the particular supplement, or how much magnesium they excreted in the urine, but they also measured the content of magnesium in the red blood cells. And the reason I find this is pretty important is because if we look at many of the alternative benefits of magnesium, not just having adequate magnesium levels in the blood, but especially, for example, if we are talking about taking magnesium to prevent migraines.
Or insulin resistance, for instance. It's got to get into the cell.
Yeah. Exactly. It's got to get into the cell, and especially in the context of migraines, it has been shown that there's a very high correlation with the red blood cell magnesium levels, but a low correlation only with serum levels. And here you see that some forms of magnesium are actually getting into the cell better than others. And these are especially the forms that are bound to amino acids. In this case, I think the best one is magnesium glycinate,
mm-hmm.
Or gluconate was it in the study? Gluconate, sorry, which did reach the highest level of magnesium concentration in the red blood cells. On the other hand, I think for somebody who is already healthy and who's just trying to ingest enough magnesium and takes a magnesium supplement, my first choice would still be magnesium citrate.
Yeah.
Also, because first of all, it's cheap, and second of all, it also has an alkalizing effect. And especially in view of diabetes, there are a couple of interesting studies where they used different versions or different types of magnesium and added usually another alkalizing mineral to it. Mostly it was potassium carbonate or another alkalizing salt. And these trials showed actually the most promising results. Therefore, the citrate, which can be used by your kidney to alkalize your body, could have an actual additional effect. The downside to the citrate is obviously that it can be rough on your digestive tract. But as I've mentioned, if you're just supplementing in the original sense, add something to your diet to come from, say, 90% to 100% of where you want to be, then you do not even have to take so much that you will get diarrhea from it.
Yeah. Okay, so you have cleared this up, and this really had a lot more to do with the fact that columns didn't line up properly as opposed to your interpretation, correct?
In this case, yeah. Okay. But sometimes also my interpretation is off, or I'm always open to different interpretations.
Yes.
There are a couple of readers who are constantly arguing with me in terms of how beneficial and necessary the supplementation with different forms of different vitamins is, and I see their point, but still I have my personal opinion on super high doses of vitamin C, for example, and I respect every other opinion, and I must admit that up to now you can bring forward good arguments for both on both sides of the divide, and this is actually, as you've mentioned before, this is how science works.
You know, I want to talk just a moment longer about this just for a second, and then I want to move on to a break, and then we're going to come back and start talking about gut health, gut issues, and so on. Some really good stuff. Recently, I had somebody. I posted recently a picture on my Facebook of hot cocoa made with hot cocoa and Whey Natural USA whey protein and two Quest protein bars, and I said, in a hurry. High protein, high fiber, blah, blah, blah. You know, this worked out great. 15 minutes and I was out the door. And there's one individual who chastised me for suggesting this and went on and really attacked me and attacked Quest. And it got so nasty that I finally deleted the post from my Facebook page. And then the email started coming and the messages from this person saying that I'm a coward, I'm a little man, that I'm part of the problem and so on and so forth. Because he felt that his opinion was fact, and I just felt it was his opinion. I didn't reply to him in the end after I saw that this guy had a problem. But what I do want to say is this about that. That people who are truly interested in the progress of science understand that cordial, polite discourse is critical. You may think you're right about something. There's lots of research studies that are published that show definitive evidence that this is the way it is. And then 2 years later, they find out, oops, we were wrong. So if you dig your heels in and deny that anybody could have an alternate opinion, a different interpretation, or possibly that you might be incorrect, then you do not belong in the scientific community. You are instead a charlatan. Charlatans don't want to be exposed for not knowing things because they're convinced that they have to convince other people that they're all knowing in order to get them to follow them. But the truth of the matter is people like Adele and people like myself, we're all in search of the truth together. I'm willing to learn. I just wanted to point that out. We're going to do this. Was that too much, Adele?
No, it was fine. And you're actually totally right. And I think maybe some people will know the name Karl Popper, who has always proposed that science can only disprove a hypothesis and cannot really prove it. And so if you look at science in this way, then we are currently dealing of the truth, or what people believe is the truth science is telling us, is just not, has just not been falsified yet.
There you go.
So I don't think that is the best way to look at science, but it's at least an interesting one to really understand how it works.
Yes. Polite discourse is how science progresses, not attacks, name calling, and so on and so forth. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about NSAIDs and exercise. You're going to want this as an important discussion. You can go to subversity.com every day and become more and more intelligent. In fact, I'll challenge you to go to Subversity tomorrow and read Adele's blog and tell me if your head doesn't feel bigger because your brain is growing. Try it. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Ladies, it's time to improve your sex drive with the Female Libido Supplement Patch. The patch contains both DHEA and oxytocin hormones, revving up your passionate side and putting you in a relaxing, loving mood. The continuous 8-hour time-release delivery assures that you are ready for that planned or unexpected occasion. Don't wait to enhance your sex drive. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the banner ad. That's superhumanradio.com and click on the banner ad.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Calling all men! The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, stimulant-free pre-workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
That is Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We are performing the Subversity Science Roundup, where Del Musa applies the Subversity Sniff Test to science in the news. Okay, so many of us have been relegated to taking NSAIDs because, you know, we train so hard and body parts hurt. And there's a lot of us out there, including myself, who don't like to do this. There is some recent research on a particular NSAID called, what is it called? Endomethacin? Is that what it's called, Adele?
I don't really know how it's pronounced. And it's not one of the most frequently used ones.
No, not at all.
But it's still FDA allowed, and I think you can buy it over the counter. So it could be that some people may be taking it. And actually, the general issue is probably not so pronounced with other NSAIDs. But what we are seeing here is that these indomethacin, I think it would be pronounced,
yes,
can really hurt the gut lining. Or what the scientists observed, first of all, was that a dose at very high dosages, it will induce liver failure and can basically kill mice within a couple of weeks. In lower dosages, it's tolerated actually pretty well without any side effects, unless the rodents are also exercised. And this increases the mortality rate back to 50%, I think. And this is pretty profound. Although the rodents won't die immediately after the workout, their chances of not living a normal rodent life and dying prematurely rise by 50%. And the scientists ascribe that to the effects of this NSAID and also other NSAIDs on the gut lining, which becomes leaky, and which will allow, especially in combination with exercise, which also contributes to the transgression of all sorts of pathogens and also toxic substances and byproducts of the bacteria in your gut into the bloodstream, and this intoxicates, so to say, the rodents over time. If they combine the assault from exercise with the assault from taking NSAIDs. And what is interesting, though, is that in previous studies which have been done, though not on exercised rodents, but also in a rodent model using the exact same NSAID, which induced gut permeability, this could be reduced or even totally prevented when the animals were supplemented with bifidobacteria. And this is interesting because in the past installments, we almost always had one or two items talking about supplementation with prebiotics or increasing your fiber intake.
Right.
And one of the bacteria types which really benefit from an increased intake in fibers are actually those bifidobacteria. So regardless of whether or not you're taking NSAIDs, you will probably be better off eating a high fiber or at least a reasonable amount of fiber in your diet, having a reasonable amount of fiber in your diet. And there are actually two other papers, one on pomegranate, on the extract from pomegranate, which has also beneficial effects on the gut lining and which will also promote exactly this bacteria strain and reduces total body inflammation and especially the inflammation in the visco-adipose tissue, so the adipose tissue that is between the organs and particularly located in your abdomen. And another one using lactobacilli, which also shows some promise. Now, what I want to point out in this particular case is that the whole research in this area is, as much as we are seeing, as many studies as we are seeing on an almost daily basis on the gut microbiome, we don't really understand what is happening there. Because aside from those four studies we have just been talking about, there is another recent study, for example, which is not an experimental study where they fed rodents a specific food or where they supplemented humans with a specific type of fiber, but where they just looked at the fecal short-chain fatty acid contents of lean and obese women and found that an increase in those short-chain fatty acids, of which we actually believe that they are good for us, because those good bacteria produce short-chain fatty acids. These short-chain fatty acids, in turn, trigger certain mechanisms by which we feel satiated and our energy expenditure will increase. And all these benefits, still, the obese women or the women who have the women with the highest content of this short-chain fatty acids in their fecus have actually the highest metabolic risk factors. So this goes to show us that we are only at the verge of scratching at the surface of these billions and billions of little creatures in our gut and how they interact. So it could probably be that as in so many cases, you will have a happy medium where everything is fine and two extremes. For example, one extreme where you only have those short chain fatty acids producing bacteria for whatever reason and where you don't have them, and both situations could be bad for you. So in essence, it's really difficult to say eat as much fiber as possible, because it's not really likely that this is the best way to go. Not just because you are probably not a social, you cannot socialize properly when you eat as much fiber as you can stomach. But also because we don't really know whether it would be good for your health. We are starting, usually, or the average Westerner starts at a very low level, and therefore we can afford to add in plenty of fiber and see benefits coming. But in the end, you don't know what will happen when you start at a very high level and add even more fiber on it, or keep adding and adding.
What I also would like to just address real quick is this. That endomedicine is medicine. It's actually spelled both ways. It is a prescription medication.
Oh, okay.
It's a prescription NSAID here in the United States, and it's prescribed for gout. It's prescribed for rheumatoid arthritis. It's prescribed for the more advanced inflammatory diseases. However, which makes it a very strong NSAID. However, a drop a day can wear a rock away over a longer period of time. And the reason I say that is because if we see these types of changes in the gut lining from very, very powerful NSAIDs, then it's fair to assume that these changes will occur with the weaker NSAIDs that are sold over the counter, but just take longer to affect. What people need to understand is this. The pharmaceutical industry has made cyclooxygenase this enemy. And so they sell NSAIDs for, all different reasons. Cyclooxygenase, prostaglandins, arachidonic acid play critical roles in the biology of our bodies, and useful roles too. Cyclooxygenase produces a protective lining in the gut that is responsible for keeping you from getting leaky gut syndrome. So when you take these types of drugs, because you have aches and pains, you need to be aware that they are doing negative things to the lining of your stomach, which needs cyclooxygenase to be healthy. So you must take steps in the opposite direction to protect the cyclooxygenase in your stomach, however that is. Or just try not to take these types of drugs. We had a company that used to sell a topical ibuprofen product, which I think is much more sensible. And I know that there are some mainstream products out there. If you have muscle pain, joint pain, and you need an NSAID, turn to a topical. Don't put it in your stomach so that it can get to your foot, your ankle, or your knee. Put it right on your foot, your ankle, or your knee. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's awesome. A good explanation, and actually quite funny, because this is something I've learned from my grandmother, because she says, if it's possible, I never take any pill. And she has been using those topical, what's it called in English? The German name is diclofenac.
Oh, yeah, diclofenac, NSAID. We have topical diclofenac here as well, yeah.
Okay, because she has been using this for years. If she had used the internal formula, the pill, which is OTC here, so you can buy it at the pharmacy without a prescription, at least in the lower dosages, I think her gut would look like the desert by now.
Yes.
There would hardly be any gut lining left. And it works for her perfectly.
And I'll tell you something that's very popular here in the United States, Adele, and I don't know if it's like this in Germany, but the companies that manufacture these NSAIDs, they make them in a liquid form or a gel cap form with some sedative or antihistamines to make you sleepy, and they call them, like a headache formula PM or nighttime formula.
Oh, yeah.
So they not only do they make the pain go away, but they also impart what people think is sleep. It's not sleep. You may close your eyes, but you're not sleeping. And so a lot of elderly people, 60, 70, 80 years old, they take NSAIDs for pain. So they take these drugs at night to sleep, even when they don't have pain. We know that there's a lot of elderly people showing up in emergency rooms who have their guts are destroyed, their livers are destroyed, and their kidneys are destroyed because of the overuse of these NSAIDs. Many of them aren't even taking them for pain any longer. They're taking them to sleep. This is craziness. If you have an elderly relative who's doing this, you must get them to switch to something like melatonin. Please. Please. It's nonsense. Okay. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to change direction just slightly, and we're going to talk about pomegranate and inflammation. You're listening to the Subversity Science Roundup with the brilliant and talented Adele Musa. All the way from Munster, Germany, we bring him every week to educate you. Visit Subversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. Today, we'll be right back.
Guys and gals, are you over 30 with a poor sex drive, gaining unwanted fat, or feel weak or tired? You may be suffering from hormone imbalances that can be treated affordably by physician-supervised hormone therapy. Why wait to feel like you again? Call Core Medical Group now to schedule your hormone check and save $100 when you mention Superhuman Radio. Call 617-869-7961. That's 617-869-7961. Physical and medical history required prior to therapy. Some restrictions apply. Call for details, 617-869-7961. Feel like you again. New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com. To get your free introductory issue, go to theblueprintbulletin.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to altrientc.com. That's ALTRIENTC.com.
It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AllTreantC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. AllTreant C. 21st century vitamin C.
Save money and gain performance and health benefits with Way Natural USA. They are overstocked and having a blowout sale on 2.5 pound jugs of grass-fed whey. This awesome product comes from Amish-fed cows inside the USA. Way Natural USA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite method and comes with only three ingredients: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Save big. Just click the Way Natural USA banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Get a free sample plus a 15% discount with free shipping coupon product for the first 100 customers. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said, I gotta make somebody love me. I'm gonna make somebody love me.
Evidence that I'm always doing too many things at one time. For those of you who don't understand, while I'm doing the show, I am getting text messages, I am getting emails, and unfortunately I take my eyes off of the show for a minute here and there. And evidence of that is the fact that we already talked about the pomegranate polyphenols. But anyway, okay, so let's move on to something more important, and that is bright light and its effect on sleep issues and weight loss. How about that, Adele?
Yeah, that's actually pretty interesting because when I read the study, I had just posted a couple of minutes before that here in Germany we do now have the officially darkest winter ever since people started recording sunshine hours.
Wow!
So there were so few hours of sunshine in this winter as never before. And then I read a study about bright light helping with weight loss, especially in the winter months. And this study comes from Russia, which is quite interesting because it comes from Novosibirsk. So this is where the sun doesn't come out the whole winter, and even in spring there is only relatively little sunshine. And the scientists found that by just 45 minutes of bright light therapy in the morning, their female subjects actually lost body fat within 3 weeks, about 1 kilogram of body fat. They had an increased mood on the usual scale. They used the mood went up by 15%. They felt more energetic, and I think this is probably the reason that they lost body fat. Their appetite was profoundly reduced by about 10%. And this is probably the kind of appetite where you are actually not hungry, but just want to eat something. And this is also the craving for sweets. So, I suppose that in the end they will have been eating less and therefore lost weight. But you cannot tell for sure. And no matter what the effect is, I suppose that, everybody would be happy if by just sitting in front of one of those daylight light therapy lights in the morning, you can actually make a better start in the day. And it's quite funny because I did not really realize that the winter was so dark, because I got one of those lights back in June and have been using it ever since.
So how do you use it? Do you use it first thing in the morning upon awakening?
Yeah, I stand up, and usually I sit in front of the computer for 30 to 34 minutes, read emails, check for new studies and stuff like that, and while I'm doing that, I have light, well, about 1 meter in front of me, right on the right side of my laptop, and I just sit there and have this instead of a regular light. At first, it was pretty bright, so you have to get used to it. And I have one which is a little bit stronger than the one they used here, which is a 1300 lux version. Mine has, if you turn it up fully, 10 times that much. And I initially used it with the, as usual I do, more is more, with the highest illuminance level, but that gets pretty nasty if you're sitting for a longer time period. If you are pressed in time and only sitting 15 minutes, I think that this may be the way to go, but I usually spend those 30 to 44 minutes anyway, and therefore I've reduced the intensity of the light. And I really realized that it works in the first weeks. By now I'm probably so used to it that I only was reminded that it may be that I did not really realize that the winter was so dark because I've been using this lamp for all the time.
Right. Okay, what wavelengths does it cover? Is it a full spectrum daylight type of a lamp?
The one I have is a full spectrum. The one they used in the study is as well a full spectrum, with a slightly enhanced peak in the blue region. And I suspect mine has this too. So the light is not as yellow as you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Wow. And now, how much of your body do you have to expose? Or is it really more your face and your eyes that sends the signal to the brain?
Well, actually, the research says the important thing is that light is so that it falls into your eyes. So you actually must not look right into it, but it must be within the range so that you see it in the right corner of your view, for example. And that's how I use it. So it's just my face that is exposed, and this is also the way they used this. The lights on the study here.
You know, I remember years ago reading about a new type of alarm clock that instead of using sound used light.
Oh yeah.
And it used natural full spectrum daylight, and these panels were placed above the bed, and if you wanted to get up at 6 a.m. at around 5:30, let's say, they would come on and they would gradually become more and more intense until they were at, you know, full power at 6 a.m. And you would gently, they claimed that you would gently wake up the way you were intended to wake up to the daylight. And I thought, this is ingenious. Why aren't all alarm clocks like that? Why do they have that annoying sound to shock you out of your sleep? When this is the way that we're designed to come out of sleep, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it doesn't work like caffeine. It's not immediately rewarding, and everything that's not immediately rewarding is pretty hard to sell these days.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, the other thing I want to talk about that I see here, and we're going to go long in this segment. You have a study here about the adverse effects of high-intensity sweeteners on energy intake. What is considered a high-intensity sweetener before we get into this?
Basically all those sweeteners which are much sweeter than regular fructose.
Yeah, so all of them are. I mean, when you look at from everything from saccharin right on up. But does stevia fall into that?
It would fall into this, yeah. But in the study they used saccharin.
Yeah.
Since the problem with this study is that it's so brand new and published ahead of print that I couldn't get my hands on the full text. It's indexed in the PubMed library, but on the website of the magazine or of the journal it's supposed to be published in, there was no information about the article yet. So I only have the abstract. But we talked about a very similar study. Maybe you remember the study where they fed rodents different types of yogurt. And I think this could be the follow-up study because, again, they used, again, yogurt and fed rodents either yogurt sweetened with regular sugar or with a sweetener. And they investigated what would happen if the rodents could eat of this about as much as they wanted in combination with different diets. And what is quite intriguing is that when the rodents were fed low-fat diet, they did not, there was no benefit or no negative downside of eating the normally or artificially sweetened yogurt. So their body weight and their health was perfectly normal. However, when they were put on a typical westernized diet, as the scientists call it, which is both high in fat and in sugar, all of a sudden they started to overconsume even more of this diet and became morbidly obese and sick. When they were fed the artificially sweetened yogurt. And this was particularly pronounced in female rodents, and it was interestingly also it did also correlate with a general tendency to get obese. So they tested different strains of rats, and there are those so-called there is a certain strain of Sprague Dawley rats which is usually used in those experiments where they want the rats just to become obese and diabetic as fast as possible. And those rodents are pretty good in doing that because of certain genes. And in them, the effect of the sweetener was especially pronounced. So what you can take home or take away from the study is actually that the currently existing evidence says pretty... says that using artificial sweetness does actually help losing weight when you're really controlling your energy intake and controlling it not by the way you feel about eating, but just by counting calories. So if you stick to your 30% calorie restriction and add artificial sweetness to your diet, the currently available research says that you will lose the same weight as if you as you would as if you didn't use the sweetener, or at least the difference is not really statistically significant. On the other hand, the promise of all those diet products give you is that you just drink your Diet Coke instead of your regular Coke when you're eating at McD's, and all of a sudden you don't have a problem. And this is exactly what will not happen, because when you drink your Diet Coke, at least if you are like those rodents, the chances that you go home after having two Big Macs and a snack on a pot of ice cream when you're at home because your sweet tongue was activated. You'll end up obviously getting obese and sick. And since I don't have the full text, I don't know if they measured any sort of neurotransmitter levels or something like that, but just based on the results and based on what we know from other studies is that there are two distinct types of, or at least two distinct types of sweet taste receptors. The one better known one is the one that is responsible for what is actually important to react to the influx of glucose, which is to produce insulin and to get ready to handle the glucose influx and stuff like that. The other one doesn't regulate anything about the pancreatic function, which the pancreas is the organ that produces insulin, and it appears to, on the other hand, appears to have some sort of wiring to the brain. And what it does there is not really understood. And this is also why I'm somewhat suspicious not just in terms of artificial sweetness, but also with respect to stevia, because this is really just about the taste, and it does not really matter which molecule will dock to this taste receptor and activate it. It's just about the receptor being activated. And unless stevia turns out to be like a serum for the estrogen receptor, it could potentially have the same effects. And so the question you started out with, whether this would apply to stevia as well, it really depends on the effects. But since we know that saccharin does not induce an insulin release in rodents, this cannot be the reason. So the reason must be found elsewhere, and it's quite possible, and maybe so even likely, that even the use of natural sweeteners will induce the same problems.
Now we have to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about this other study, which talks about a form of high fructose corn syrup. But
oh yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I want. But before we go there, and I know we probably addressed this in a previous show, but it's worth readdressing right now since we're talking about this. Is there any evidence that using artificial sweeteners makes one or activates one's desire to eat more sweeteners or to crave sweet? There seems to be a faction of people out there who believe this, that the only way to do this is to exclude everything sweet, artificial or natural, if one is to change the way the palate works. You have any evidence on that at all?
There was a recent study in the dopamine response to feed and the food reward response. And what this study shows is that when you're chronically ingesting those high intense sweeteners, this was in subjects who consumed regular sweetened sodas, either with artificial sweeteners or regular sodas. And what is interesting is that when those people who consumed the artificial sweetened drinks had a standard test meal, their hedonic response to the sweetened meal was low.
Mm.
So in other words, instead of eating just a bar from the chocolate you just bought, those people will eat the whole chocolate and still won't feel as satisfied,
right,
as those who don't eat all those sweet stuff all day, even if it's only artificially sweetened. And maybe it is also possible that you detrain, so to say, your body, because there is a certain, I've already hinted at that before when I said that your body has to get ready to handle the glucose. So if this response is also connected to a way of judging how much calories you just ate, because it obviously will take, even for carbohydrates, pretty long until the energy actually becomes available to you.
Right.
So you will have to judge what is enough to satisfy your current energy demands, not based on actually the energy content your body derives from the food you eat, but rather from how it tastes. And therefore, you really run into problems only if you don't control the energy intake. And this is one of the fundamental problems of many of those studies, which are often cited by the proponents of artificial sweeteners, that in most of those studies, the caloric intake was controlled, and in about half of them, it was even below the regular energy demands, because we obviously most people were interested in using sweeteners in order to lose weight. Now, you don't lose weight when you just use sweeteners. You also have to have a caloric deficit. And when this is in place, you will follow not your usual desire to eat, but some sort of plan. And this will deactivate or will work against the negative effects of the artificial sweeteners. So you see that they are harmless. But in another scenario, they could be detrimental. Is another animal. So this would require a totally different study scenario.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about there may be some benefits to high fructose corn syrup. I'm sure that you're going to hear about this one in the mainstream media, don't you think, Adele? I think so. I think Adele already muted his microphone. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Subversity Science Roundup.
Tag team, back again. Check it, wreck it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, rejoice. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. And whoa, there it is.
The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrientC.com. That's AltrientC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltrientC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C. 21st Century Vitamin C.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Subversity Science Roundup with Adele Musa. Could there really be something good about high fructose corn syrup? No, I refuse to believe it. Adele, tell me it isn't true.
Well, this is a little bit like the next part to Frankenstein's story, because this new form, they call it a rare sugar. So it, again, this already has a very neatly sounding name, so it sounds much better than HFCS or high fructose corn syrup. But it's actually made from high fructose corn syrup. So the steps are glucose, high fructose corn syrup, and then you have two ways, or actually the already established way is that you can use a specific enzyme which will convert the fructose in high fructose corn syrup into D-sucrose. And this is a naturally occurring rare sugar, which has the ability to actually blunt the negative effects of high fructose corn syrup. And if, when it's taken on its own, it also helps improve glucose metabolism in general and has other beneficial health effects. Now, this is pretty expensive to produce, and obviously you couldn't sweet all your foods with it. So the scientists who published this study have obviously come up with the idea that it would be great if there was a way to produce something similar, or to produce at least the deep cycles in a cheaper way. And they actually found a way, which again starts with
high fructose corn syrup.
Right. And they then use a process which involves alkalizing this high fructose corn syrup. And the end result contains, I think, about 3 to 4% of this deep sea cows. The rest is still is a mixture of high fructose corn syrup, and in addition, there are other so-called rare sugars in it. And this is the first study in which they actually tested the effect of those rare sugars on the metabolism of rodents. And if we go by just these results, it's actually quite impressive. Because the amount of intra-abdominal tissue, so the bad fat, if you will, was lower even than in the rodents who were fed the normal starch diet. So it was just, it was about half as much visceral fat than in the in the high fructose corn syrup group. And I would say, just by the bars here, about maybe 60% of that of the starch group. So it would even have an advantage of the regular, I must say, this is not starch as in starch and potato, but starch as in corn. So this is the usual corn starch from the standard rodent show. But nevertheless, there is obviously an improvement. I'm still skeptical in how far, first of all, this will end up being economical. And second of all, it doesn't really change anything about having way too much sugar in the diet. If you just
right.
add in a little beneficial rare sugar to your high fructose corn syrup to buffer the negative effects, if you will. And in this case, you also have to see that the ratios were not like 90% high fructose corn syrup plus 5% of those rare sugars, but there was much more rare sugar in these diets of the rodents. And I can already foresee how the first beverages will come out and on the will say on the label sweetened with rare sugars, and then you end up having 1% rare sugars, and the rest is still regular high
right.
fructose corn syrup
right.
because it's cheaper. And people will think, well, that's good for me, I'm going to buy this one because it's better. It's the same like you have, I don't know if it's the same in the US, but over here in Germany, you can now buy tons of products where it says zero sugar, but it's even worse. So there's no sugar inside, but there are tons of fructose inside and other things that are not officially labeled as sugar here in Europe. So you have the exact same amount of carbohydrates, in most cases, forms of carbohydrates which are actually more fattening than regular sugar, and it says zero sugar, and people go and buy it because they are told sugar is bad for you.
Oh, I know. It's terrible because the product labeling is such a farce nowadays. And, you know, I can see how the high fructose corn syrup industry, the corn refiners industry, is going to latch on to this, that now they have a sugar that you can eat. And a high fructose corn syrup that won't have the negative effects of high fructose corn syrup. But there's another way to mitigate the negative effects of high fructose corn syrup. Don't eat it in the first place.
Yeah, that would be nice. But then you would have to spend some more money on producing your products.
Yeah.
And what's funny about all this is actually that it did start out well intended. And therefore, the original story of high fructose corn syrup reminds me somewhat of this one, because the producer said, well, it's cheaper for us, but it's also, we can also do less sugar in it because it's sweeter. So we can save some sugar by using high fructose corn syrup. And the original idea was that this should be healthier.
Right.
What it ended up to be is perfect chaos. And therefore, I'm skeptical whether this invention will be better. Although on paper it really does look promising, and therefore I'm also astonished that we didn't hear about that in the news as of now. But I suspect that since the term the Rare Sugar Society or the Rare Sugar Organization or whatever turns up in the study several times, they are probably currently in some sort of negotiations with the society that is responsible for the high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, the corn refiners,
exactly, the corn refiners society. Right. And until those negotiations are over and they reached an agreement, the farmer will probably try everything that this is not popularized before, because consumers will otherwise want to have those products.
Well, and more importantly, you know, it's almost like the same issue that the medical orthodoxy and the pharmaceutical industry have with CoQ10 and statin drugs, right? So we know that if you take CoQ10 with your statin drugs, it mitigates the damaging effects to the heart that lead to heart failure from taking statin drugs. But in order to convey that message to the patient, they first must admit that the statin drugs that they're prescribing have the ability to damage the heart. So they go, you know what, let's just not say anything and let people who figure it out, and the ones who don't. So in order for the corn refiners industry to embrace this, they actually have to go back and admit that their last campaign, that it's just sugar, what's the big deal, was a farce in and of itself, that there should even be a solution to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're stuck in a quagmire. They really can't go back and do anything about it at this point. And it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. We're running low on time. I want to go long. I want to talk about this last study, if we can, on protein intake, body weight loss, and energy expenditure. Can we discuss that? This is really intriguing.
Yeah, that's really intriguing. You're right. Yes, this is one of the first larger scale studies which actually looked at the RDA of protein and a higher intake of protein and what it does to not just to the effect on body weight loss, but also to the body composition. Because if you just look at the weight loss, you could really say that you do not really have to have that much protein in your diet. And when you're dieting, you are good with your 0.8 grams per kilogram of body weight of protein in your diet. But what the researchers found is that increasing this to 1.2 grams per kilogram, which is considered by many people in the fitness community is still a low protein diet,
right,
but for research purposes, this is a high protein diet. This relatively small increase actually made a major difference, because the participants in the high protein group did lose the exact same amount of weight, but they lost more from body fat and they retained all their lean mass. And what's even more important, I suppose, is that they did not have the same disproportionate reduction in metabolic rate, which really sets you up for those yo-yo effects after diet. So you're losing 10 pounds and gaining 12 pounds. And eating a higher protein diet while you're dieting can really solve this problem. And I must emphasize the word higher protein diet, because I really want people to understand that those 1.2 grams per kilogram do not mean that 2.4 grams per kilogram would be even better. Because when you're dieting with too much protein in your diet, this is a signal for your body to live off of protein as your main energy source, and you can actually end up programming your body, so to say, to burn protein. And What's also important is that the general our body is capable of using protein as an energy source, but this is actually an emergency signal. When it has to do this, usually it would be starving to death, because otherwise you wouldn't really use your own body or eat up your own body. What's coming in as an energy source are fats and carbohydrates, and not necessarily protein. And when you're already dieting and trying to get ridiculous high amounts of protein in, you will end up catabolizing the protein you eat, and this will have more negative than beneficial effects.
So, again, more is not better.
No, not necessarily. I think that up to 2 grams per kilogram is, especially if you're also training and you're a bigger guy with as much muscle mass, is still reasonable. but you often hear those 2 grams per pound. So this would be 4 grams per kilogram, and I think
that's a lot.
That's just way too much.
I think sticking with the easy math, 1 gram per pound or 2 grams per kilogram is really where the magic is for protein consumption for hard training athletes. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. And for the normal people, so to say, my 30 grams of protein rule with every meal is actually the easiest way to follow. And usually it gets you up to those 1.2 grams per protein, because I recommend only to count the high quality protein sources. So you would just count meats, eggs, fish, dairy, protein shakes, for example, but you don't count the minor protein you get from other foods.
Right.
And if you do that and add all proteins up, you will end up at about the same level as the dietitians in this study. And this would just be your baseline. You would also take, for example, a protein shake on a workout day in addition. And you would have, in every meal, you could have your 10 grams plus of EAAs, which have actually also been shown to be a major plus in weight loss, to really help you maintain lean mass and decrease your fat mass. And this is an easy rule of thumb to follow. You can tell, probably even my grandmother would understand it if I wouldn't tell her about protein but just say, have a big piece of meat with every meal or at least a couple of eggs. That's pretty easy to understand, and actually it's also tasty.
Yeah. Hey, you know some, I just got an email. I know this is kind of a unplanned segue, and if we could just take a couple minutes. I just got an email from Tony Tirado asking me if there is any truth to the fact that taking angstrom-sized magnesium supplements has any better absorbability and or ability to permeate the cell than just plain old magnesium supplements. He's being told that taking angstrom magnesium, makes it 99% absorbable, and there's actually a chance that you could have too high of a magnesium. I find this very, very suspect. It sounds like snake oil to me. How do you get something to an angstrom size, and then either encapsulate it or put it in liquid? I mean, this sounds very, very suspicious to me. You have any thoughts on this? Have you heard of this before?
I just can say that probably some of my colleagues at the physics department could do that. On the other hand, there's always this problem that the incorporation into the cell should actually happen not by diffusion, but on purpose by the cell itself and by the cell's mechanism. And when you reduce molecules to a nano size, this is actually one of the main criticisms that is brought forward by the critics of nanotechnology, is that those mini molecules, they can enter the cell at places they are not supposed to be.
Ah.
So even if you increase, I don't even know if there is a supplement that really reaches those scales, because oftentimes you hear about nanomaterial or nanotechnology, and it's not even really nanoscale, it's just small.
I mean, do you realize, I don't even think people realize what an angstrom unit is. It's like, I can't even imagine that there's equipment that can process a mineral like magnesium down to a single angstrom unit, and then handle it and get it to a point where it can be added to a capsule, or then if it's crushed into a pill, it's not going to be angstrom unit size any longer, into a tablet. And if it's put in liquid, it could easily, conglomerate.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. In order to keep something at an angstrom unit, it's not just, and you correct me because you're a physicist, but I have to believe, and I'm going completely intuitively here, that it's not just a function of mechanics, but it's also a function of covalency and attractions. There's, you know, these magnesium, it has, you know, positive and negative charges that would make it join together with other molecules of magnesium.
Yeah, it would probably start clumping. And what could also happen if you manage to do that and you put it in the capsule, it could actually leach through the capsule.
Yeah.
That's not, if that's not tight enough, so to say, because almost all materials are actually porous at a certain level. If you look close enough, so they could actually leach through those holes, just as they could leach through the cell membrane, and this is actually not what you want to happen. There's an interesting thing people don't realize about those filters that are currently installed in the old diesel engines. Of course, you don't get the dark stuff coming out of your car anymore. But on the other hand, those particle filters, they release the very, 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 very small particles, and those are the nasty ones your lung cannot excrete, because you cannot cut them up, and they are settling right in the lung and causing cancer there. At least there are scientists that who say, and who already did studies in animals, which show that those nano-sized molecules, obviously there are only few of them coming out of the diesel engine.
Right.
But they are actually the
more dangerous than the larger musket. You know, it's like the comparison of a musket ball to a laser beam. You know what I mean? It's
exactly.
The laser beam can do a lot more damage and with just a short burst, where you know a musket. I know it, you know what, and that's this, and you know, to come full circle and close the show on this, as Adele points out, more is not better in the case of protein consumption. We know this, but also, just because you can do something doesn't mean it's good to do. Just because scientists may be able to reduce these things down to angstrom unit size that don't necessarily occur in nature, by the way, you know what I mean, doesn't mean that we should do it. Doesn't make it better than the good old-fashioned magnesium citrate that you're going to buy at the grocery store.
Yeah, you're so right. And actually, there's no real reason to do this, because we can get optimal magnesium levels via very different, cheaper methods, and of course, safer methods. And if you're thinking about how we are actually meant to get our magnesium, it's not nano-sized or not angstrom-sized from foods or in foods, but it's digested from foods. And what's also often forgotten is that it's most probably our ancestors got a huge amount of their mineral intakes also from their water. And I know that in the US you are not very big in drinking mineral waters, but here in Germany, most people actually drink mineral waters with relatively reasonable amounts of magnesium and calcium in it.
Right.
And this is an important source, and it's also important that contrary to supplementation, this is something you get all over the day and you ingest with food, and the digestion helps with, for example, the magnesium carbonate, which is the regular form you often have in mineral waters, that only gets really well absorbed when you ingest it with food. And the reason that is the case is actually because we have evolved to get it with food and to drink it in liters of water and not to take it as a single pill.
And you know what? And one of the things I loved about traveling in Europe is that when you sit down to dinner, they give you mineral water. And I loved mineral water. I like sparkling water to begin with, and I like the fact that it's mineral water. But I just had another thought while you were saying that. Getting minerals, say, from your animal protein, right? Let's say you eat a piece of beef and it has a certain amount of magnesium and calcium and potassium and so on in it. That means, and I, and please correct me, Adele, if I'm really, you know, if this is meaningless, but that means that that animal somehow got that level of magnesium, potassium, and so on into its cells. And now you're eating the meat, and so you're getting this magnesium, potassium into your body in a form that apparently it already made its way into cells in that animal. Does that play any role in absorbability beyond size, but maybe something we don't even understand about what attracts minerals into the cell? Does that deliver some added value by getting your minerals in already digested intracellular form in animal protein?
I'm not really sure, because what is in the cell is actually unbound magnesium. And so I think that if you look at the digestive process, for example, the carbonate is not absorbed as magnesium carbonate, but it's therefore the digestion is important so that the magnesium is free. And actually in a mineral water you also get free magnesium ions, and those are easily absorbed, at least to a certain degree. I think the same will apply when the magnesium from meat or other dietary sources you're eating gets freed while you eat it. So in essence you are perfectly right. And if you look at many of the magnesium formulas which promise you that they are superior in one or another form, you can also suspect that at least some of them, for example, two which are currently hyped, the magnesium taurate, which is a combination of magnesium and taurine, and the magnesium glycinate, that they actually derive their function from having the magnesium and the amino acid.
Right.
Because glycine has a certain receptor in the brain which is relaxing, and this is what magnesium glycinate is actually advertised for. I suspect you will see the same effects. Yeah, you will probably see the same effects if you have some glycine and some magnesium citrate at the same time, because it will probably be broken up at in the end anyway.
Right.
And taurine also docks to the GABA receptor and to the glycine receptor, and will therefore have these effects. So you really have to think about what those artificial additions, whether they are really really superior to, for example, eating fish, which has taurine and which obviously also has magnesium in it.
Right, right. Yeah, this interesting and very lively discussion. Adele Musa, always wonderful to have you on the show. And please visit Adele's website, Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com, where he will keep you abreast of all the breaking research, interpret it for you, and even admit it if you catch him making a mistake. Where else can you find that quality of science communication? Adele, thanks for being on the show today.
Was fun. Was a great show.
Yes, and thanks to Jason Deere. I will be at the after party at the Arnold. Elisa is buying house slippers for me today so that I can shuffle in with my three broken toes. Did you hear about my mishap at the gym?
I saw the image and okay. The photo you put up, and my foot started to hurt immediately.
Oh, you should see. I didn't have the guts to put the actual picture of my feet. I think people would have vomited. My toes look all mutilated. It's disgusting.
Oh. Did you get the nail removed? No, you didn't.
No, the nail's going to fall off on its own. I did go to a doctor yesterday just because I wanted to make sure I had it cultured to make sure that there's no infection in the one toe that was smashed open. But other than that, I took no prescriptions for anything, no painkillers. And I trained this morning, by the way. And then also I want to thank, let's see, who did we have on during the first hour? We had Dr. Emily Jacobs for coming on and talking about the markers for risk in women for advanced aging and dementia, and how hormone replacement therapy may mitigate those dangers. Very, very good discussion. Thanks for being on the show today, Adele. Thanks to everybody for listening. Tomorrow's Friday. I'm on my way to the Arnold. We'll see you Monday.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint at SA.